ARK Invest adds 5.5 MRs of Circle shares across three ETFs. Cathie Wood's ARK Invest bought roughly $5.5 million of Circle Internet Group stock on May 11th, splitting the order across three of its flagship ETFs. The trades, disclosed in ARK's daily trade notifications and flagged by Cointelegraph, mark another increase in ARK's exposure to the USDC issuer at a time when stablecoin equity has become one of the few clean public proxies for on-chain payment volume. Bitcoin is trading at $81,191 as of May 12, 2026, up 0.5% on the day, with Ether at $2,311 and SOL at $96.62. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sits at 50, a neutral reading. The Circle purchase lands during a quiet tape, which is part of why it stands out. ARK is rotating into a crypto-adjacent equity while spot crypto sits flat. The trade breakdown, according to the Cointelegraph report referencing ARK's published trade file, the May 11th buy was spread across three funds. ARKK, the firm's flagship innovation ETF, took the largest slice. ARKW, Next Generation Internet, and ARKF, Fintech Innovation, absorbed the rest. All three already held Circle exposure heading into the trade. The dollar amount is small in ARK's context. ARKK alone manages roughly $5 billion in assets, so a $5 million allocation is a position adjustment, not a thesis-defining buy. The interesting part is the consistency. ARK has been a public repeat buyer of Circle stock since the company's June 2025 IPO, treating it less as a one-off allocation and more as a slow accumulation. Circle is the cleanest stablecoin equity. Circle is one of the only ways to express a public market view on stablecoin growth. USDC has roughly $60 billion in circulation, and Circle earns yield on the short-dated U.S. treasuries that back it. As reserve rates stay elevated, that revenue stream compounds. ARK's published research has pointed to stablecoin issuance as a leverage play on real-world payment migration, and Circle is the cleanest equity to express it. There is also a reflexive angle. Circle recently raised $222 for its ARK blockchain token at a 3B valuation, and any token launch tied to the issuer's existing distribution would route value back through the parent company. That is a separate vehicle from the listed equity, but the two share a corporate roof. The stablecoin equity trade in context ARK is not alone here. Stablecoin issuers have become a subsector of fintech that public equity managers can finally touch. Coinbase's USDC revenue sharing arrangement, Block's stablecoin pilots, and Circle's standalone listing form a small basket of names that capture the same underlying flow, dollars moving into tokenized form and earning yield in transit. That said, the stablecoin equity trade is not a directional crypto bet. It tracks payment volume and interest rates more than spot prices. Circle's stock can do well in a flat or downtrending crypto market as long as USDC circulation holds and treasury yields stay supportive. A rate cut cycle would compress that revenue. Goldman recently pushed its Fed rate cut forecast to December 2026 and March 2027, which gives Circle's reserve yield business more runway than markets assumed a quarter ago. ARK's bet on infrastructure over tokens ARK holds direct crypto exposure through ARKB, its spot Bitcoin ETF, and through its Bitcoin and Ether positions in various funds. The Circle trade is structurally different. It is a bet on the infrastructure layer of stablecoin payments rather than on token price. That distinction matters because it tells you where ARK is finding asymmetric upside right now, not in coins, but in the companies that earn fees and float on coin-adjacent activity. For readers thinking about the parallel in crypto cards, the logic is similar. The card programs that generate the cleanest economics are the ones that earn interchange and float, not the ones that promise the highest token rewards. ARK is making the equity version of that bet at the stablecoin layer,